So grateful to be on with you tonight for our prophetic prayer partnership. The Lord has favored us, He has blessed us, and we are so grateful. We're so grateful. Just as a note of reflection, upon our resurrection weekend, our holy week, what a celebration, what a time of commemoration and reflection we had this past weekend, from our Good Friday service to our Resurrection Sunday service. Let me go on ahead and thank each of you for your endless and untiring support of our weekend. It was absolutely outstanding. I don't think there is a word in my vocabulary that can even describe what transpired for our ministry this past weekend. And not only for those of you who were in the in-person at either or both of those services, but even for those of you who joined us online. Thank you so, so, so very much. I've gotten so many reports from people who said the online experience was so awesome. And I'm so grateful for that because we work tirelessly to make sure that we bring quality to whether you are joining us in the in-person or online. So once again, thank you for being a part of our Resurrection Weekend. We praise God for His goodness. Well, listen, tonight is going to be amazing, and we're going to go into our topic of discussion for the month of April as we are continuing our discussion from the month of March. That's right, we are combining both March and April together. We are bringing those 2 months together because the subject matter is one of great importance. It is speaking to our ability to strategize, to bring our minds to the table, and to apply our faith to our plans. That's what I want you to really take in with you tonight. Applying your faith to your plans, that the plans that you are making at the behest of prayer and at the behest of consecration, at the behest of fasting and going before the Lord, and when God begins to deposit in you what it is that you need to do in your next season, you are now applying faith to your plans. I believe it's very important for us to have a plan, to be able to strategize. It speaks to the innate ability that God has given to each of us in creation. God did not create you without wit or without understanding, without cognition. God has made you brilliant, and it is the different experiences in your life that begins to unveil and reveal the next level of your own personal brilliance. Many of you have become so much wiser because of the things that you have experienced and encountered. You have received a first grade, a first level of education through the experiences that you have been through. Whether those experiences led to your hurt or injury, you got up and you knew better after you experienced some level of hurt and injury. But what it does is it prompts you to plan and to strategize on how to move the next time around, at the next opportunity. What am I going to do differently? It gives you a chance to assess, it gives you a chance to recalibrate, and it gives you a chance to really overview the entire outlook of how you need to move going forward. One of the issues that comes up with strategy is timing. Can I tell you that timing is everything? Will you say that with me tonight? I want you to say that with me, those of you that are listening. Timing is everything. I want you to know that you can have a brilliant plan. You can have the most brilliant gift and still miss the mark because of not respecting time. Timing is everything. It goes with that precision. In fact, if I can just reflect, just yesterday, sharing a message with our congregation concerning the the patience of Christ. And that is something that we all must adopt. We must adopt the patience of Christ. If we're going to be Christians, if we're going to be people of God, believers, kingdom citizens, we must acquire the virtue of patience. We must have it. It must be a standard within us. It keeps us from being reckless. It keeps us from being untimely. It keeps us from just doing things because we can and not considering whether or not we should. It is important for us to execute patience. Why is it important? Because sometimes it takes a while for a good plan to come together. Let me say that one more time. Sometimes, and some of you that are listening to me tonight can attest to this, it takes a while for a good plan to come together. But what happens with many of us in many different cases is that over the course of time, when we don't see outcomes or results as a result of what we have implemented in strategy and in plan, we get discouraged. We get discouraged. We start panicking. We start saying, maybe this is not going to work. Maybe this is not, you know, for our best interest. Maybe this is not the way we should go. And maybe I missed God. And it's not always the case. In fact, in many cases, it's not the case at all. The truth is that you and I both must acquire the patience. We must attain the patience that that plan is going to need in order to come into full fruition and bring about manifestation. Don't be discouraged and don't let your faith take a beating because you're still waiting or because the plan has not worked as of yet, or because the things that you have been anticipating have not kicked into gear as of yet. Don't be discouraged. It does not mean it won't work. It just means it's not meant to work currently. And those are the lines of demarcation and differentiation that we must accept in our lives and in our consciousness. Anything that God has given me, it is supposed to come to pass. It is supposed to work. It is supposed to be fully functional. It is supposed to be fully operational. But the timing of it is what I also must discern. And if it has not happened yet, it does not mean it will not happen. Let not your heart be troubled. Lift your head up out of the place of despair and depression and just keep overviewing and reviewing your plan, your strategy. Commit to memory your strategy and your plan so that you are not somewhere caught off guard when that opportunity pops up, that you are not somewhere looking up in the sky, wondering what to do when your chance comes around to your door. It's going to happen, but what will be your plan when the moment of when the moment to strike and when the moment to execute is now in front of you? What's your plan? What's your game plan for monthly budgeting? What's your game plan for how you're going to interview? What's your game plan for presenting your business and presenting the strategy for your business? What is the game plan? How are you going to approach this? How are you going to manage your time, your funds, your family? How are you going to distribute yourself evenly to all of the various areas of your life? What's your plan? And do not be discouraged because everyone else may be having a season before you. If it hasn't happened yet, it hasn't been meant to happen yet, but it will come to pass. Well, Bishop, I've been believing God for a new place. I've been believing God for my own place. I've been believing God for a bigger space. Well, what's the plan? How will you be able to manage this bigger space? What is the strategy? And what do you plan to do when God brings this to your door? See, you can meet all the right people. You can have all of the pieces in place And yet the timing is still the biggest factor. And so whatever God is allowing to be held up, it's because it is not the appointed time. But don't let your faith become injured just because you're not in your appointed time, your appointed moment. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. And don't just wait on him. Be of good courage. When we say wait on the Lord, do you know that that is literally wait for the right timing? Wait for the right timing. Whoa, do you not know that when we say wait on the Lord, we're saying wait on the right timing? That's what that scripture is saying. Wait on him. Wait on the release. Wait on the appointed time, because the appointed time is the anointed time. He has anointed time to work for you, to cooperate with you, to push you, to bring you, to escort you. So you must wait on the appointed time. And when the appointed time comes to execute your strategy, all of the pieces must be in place. You've got to get ready. You've got to get ready. So I want you to be lifted. This way, you're not caught off guard. How many times have you and I been caught out there simply because we got so lost in our discouragement? How many times? Come on, let's really unpack this for a moment. How many times have we been caught looking at our fingernails simply because we allowed discouragement and letdown and disappointment the opportunity to get in the way of our staying vigilant and focused and laser sharp? We have allowed so many of these mixed emotions to stand in the way. So by the time the opportunity comes, by the time the chance comes around, by the time the moment comes around, we're not ready. We're not prepared. We're still hurt. We're disappointed. We're injured. And for so many, bitter. Bitter. How many times have we allowed disappointment to lead us into bitterness? But I want to declare unto you that it is time for the reign of bitterness to end in your life. You are not done by a long shot. You are not finished. You are not complete. It is not over until God says it's over. Strategize, work that plan. And then there will be people, when you share your plan with them, when you share your strategy with them, there will be people who will attempt to be dream killers, mojo killers, wanting to tell you it's not going to work, wanting to tell you that the plan is ridiculous, wanting to tell you that the plan is dumb, wanting to tell you that the plan will never, nobody's going to ever go for that. And as a result of that level of discouragement, you start going back to the drawing board. You start scrapping all of your strategy and scrapping all of your plans. Listen, you've got to guard your gate. Do you not understand how badly we must be guarded in this season? That we cannot allow anybody to speak negativity into our spirit, especially after we've heard from God. People will try to make you look crazy. People will try to make you look like you're out of your mind because you heard God and God gave you a strategy. Do what God said and guard your gates. Guard your gates. Don't let your gates move you into this space of emotionalism that displaces your faith and displaces your zeal and your ambition and your drive. Stay the course. Stay the course. Stay focused. Tonight, I feel very strongly in the Holy Ghost to encourage somebody to stay the course. Will you begin to encourage yourself right now? Tell yourself, stay the course, stay the course, stay the course. I want you to deposit that in your spirit. I want you to repeat that multiple times to yourself, stay the course, because sometimes you've got to call yourself back into a space of focus. Stay the course. Get back in line. Stay in the trench. Stay in the fight. Stay in the faith. Believe God, just because it hasn't worked for others, just because other people didn't have what they call or consider luck, does not mean that that's going to be your fate. Stay the course. I have seen people walk through the doors successfully that closed on others because it wasn't meant for them. It was meant for you. And I'm telling you, just because it has not worked for another does not mean it's not meant to work for you. You stay the course. You stay focused. You get in line. You stay committed. You stay dedicated. Are you getting this tonight? Is this helping you tonight? Because better is the end of a thing than the beginning. I want to say this and then I'll pray. As you begin the journey of strategy and as you begin the journey to execute the strategy, it's not supposed to look promising. Oh my God. It is not supposed to look promising. And a lot of us get discouraged because we're expecting it to look promising. We're expecting the greatest results initially, and it's not supposed to look promising. In fact, the entire process may look completely lopsided. It may look like the odds are completely and totally stacked against you. It may look as if you are being overwhelmingly unmatched. But I want to tell you something. It does not matter what it looks like. I want to encourage your spirit. It does not matter how it appears. It does not matter what it seems like. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning. The best is yet to come. I want you to be encouraged right now to know once again that the best is yet to come. You are getting ready to come into a space that has been appointed for you and it has been anointed for you. I want you to declare those two words over your own life, appointed and anointed. This space that you're getting ready to enter has been appointed and anointed. God's going to put strength behind your strategy. He's going to put wings behind your plans. This season that you're about to enter will be appointed and anointed. Somebody that is listening to me underneath the sound of my voice is about to hit their divine appointment. And you're going to be anointed for this appointment. But you must have your strategy in place. Partner with those who can assist you in building out your strategy so that you do not miss this moment that is coming around and for many of you, coming back around for you. It's called redemption. Aren't you so glad that he's a God of redemption? He's a God that allows you to redeem the time. I want to prophesy to you that whatever time has been lost, God's going to grant you the chance, the opportunity to redeem the time. Once again, let not your heart be troubled. Appointed and anointed, this is what God's going to do for the timeline, for every strategist, for every planner, for every contractor, for every builder, for every person who is in pursuit of destiny. I want to pray with you tonight, and I want to believe God for you tonight. I believe that even as I've been talking about this divine strategy, I've been listening around at some of our parishioners in our church, and I've been listening to the language shift, and they've been talking about plans and strategies. I'm listening to what God is doing, because what he's literally doing is he's pointing us. He's pointing us in the way we ought to be thinking and articulating. And not only articulating and thinking, but we also ought to be maneuvering in this particular vein. This vein is going to be definitely appointed, and this vein is going to be anointed. I want to thank those of you who have submitted your prayer requests: Annette West, Richard Tarua, Mary Silvers, Chantel Hampton, Michelle Tarua, Celeste Johnson, Harriet Shelby, Patsy Rizzo, Tanya Bryant, Tatiana Brown, Nyasha Cooper, Rochelle Maxwell, Benita Clark, Shamika Horton, Diane Everett, Redonia Johnson, Justin Mack, Latoya Nugent, Patricia Prelo, Sharima Abdullah, Johnny Stafford, Chanel Kelly, Sandra Morris, Garfelia Kier, Diamond Smichael, Rosalinda Archbold, Tony David, Derek Dominic, Diane Guzman, Harriet Green, Elizabeth Harewood, Ebony Mead, Shaquana Johnson, Patrice Taylor, Vernon Thompson, Arletha Bullon Amparado, Diane Harsh, Justin Gillespie, Ralph Everett, Kanika Jones, Ruth Aileen, Dr. Shelley Watson, Martin Merced, Verna Simmons, Jake Langley, Kimberly John, Annette West, Tawana Spencer, Pandora Wilson, Lorraine Williams, Bonita Thompson, Brianna Harrington. We're believing God for every last one of you. And I believe that your time to go forward, your time to move in the excellence of God is now. Wait on the Lord. Wait on Him. But plan in your waiting. Strategize in your waiting so that when the timing of God comes to full fruition, you will be ready to execute what God has put in your spirit. Don't let your heart be troubled and lift up your countenance. Be encouraged. God is with you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for being with us. We thank you for allowing us to see this particular space in time. Father, where discouragement and where disparity had come to beat us, where it had come to destroy us, where it had come to wipe us out, you have allowed us to survive. We have survived because of you. It is because of you. It is in you. It is through you that we have survived. Most gracious and holy Father, we say thank you. For those that are connected to our Zoom call and our conference line, we give you glory for each and every one of them. Father, somebody tonight, it is not by accident that they have dialed in, that they have connected, because tonight, God, it was their time to be uplifted. We pray, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that you would begin to open up the canal and speak to us. We pray that the communication between the earth and heaven becomes more precise, concise, more accurate, that we are able to discern and to hear. We pray that there be a flow that is happening from heavenly places. We pray, oh God, that nothing will be able to move us. Nothing will be able to displace us. Nothing will be able to discourage us, slight us. Nothing will be able to uproot us out of your will. We pray, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that the prayers of the righteous be heard, that the prayers of the righteous be heard in this moment. Somebody, oh God, who is wrestling with depression, wrestling with inquiries, wondering why, wondering when. Father, I thank you because you have every single answer that we need. Break up the fallow ground, that stony ground that is rooted in bitterness, that stony ground that is rooted in anger and in rage. I pray, God, that all of that ground be broken up. Make the ground, the soil, make it receptive again. again for the deposits of the Spirit. Let your Holy Spirit, hallelujah, make fresh deposit into the lives of your people. We thank you that even now, the failures of yesterday do not conduct or control what it is you're going to do in the days to come. We declare and we decree that we are your people. We are the sheep of your pasture. We avail ourselves for your usage. Whatever it is that you want to do, however it is that you want to move, however it is that you want to set us up and establish us, we say, have your way. Our answer is yes, even in this moment and in this time. We declare that the disparity that we have experienced before this time and even during this time is not enough to eclipse our faith. We pray now, God, that our faith, the faith of every believer underneath the sound of our voices, tonight, let the faith of the believer come alive and be strong. Fortify them, build them up tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them to believe that you are the healer. Let them to believe and to know that whatever you say shall come to pass, that it will not be denied them. Father, I thank you that every place where our faith has taken a beating, our faith has been impacted negatively, our faith, oh God, has even been casted over by a shadow. We declare that that shadow be removed, that darkness be whisked away. We declare tonight by faith that the faith in every believer be reignited. Let it be reignited and refined like a refiner's fire. Shine again upon our faith. Let us look unto you because you are the author and finisher of our faith. We declare that our faith becomes stable in this hour, standing on the solid rock, standing upon your word, standing upon the visions and the dreams and the prophecies, standing upon the things that you have established to be in our lives, even the time of test and trial. Help our faith not to waver. Help our faith not to fall. Help our faith, oh God, to be increased in the name of the Lord Jesus. Repair us. Silence the voices of the dark one in our minds. Silence the voice of the wicked one in our mind. Silence the influence of the seducer in our mind. Father, we declare that no weapon, no seduction, no suggestion that is formed against us will be able to prosper. We pray your word tonight. We pray that your word come alive in the hearts and in the minds of every believer in the name of the Lord Jesus, where the enemy would seek to uproot, where the enemy would seek to cause a wandering, where the enemy would seek and be satisfied in our feeling lost and in our feeling like recovery is impossible. We bind the hand of Satan. We tie his hands together in the spirit world, and we decree that he has no power, no say-so, no authority. He does not sign the permission slip. He has no influence. His voice is muzzled. His influences are now decreased. We decline his suggestion. We close our ears to what he speaks and says. We declare by the power of God that there is now a force down within us called faith that stands and stands strong, that will give us answers and will give us security and will give us strength and will give us solidarity. We thank you that the ground beneath us is no longer sinking, but the ground beneath us is stable. We thank you that our thoughts are clear. We praise you tonight for clarity. Clarity in the realm of the spirit. Clarity, 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 clarity in strategy and in plan. We believe you tonight. We believe your word tonight. We renounce every lie We renounce every deception. We renounce it tonight, and we declare that we hold on to it no longer. We drop it tonight. We let it go tonight. Tonight, we stand only on what you said. Help us to see as you have shown. Help us to know as you have decided. Help us, God. Help us to gain a glimpse of the spirit world in the name of the Lord Jesus, that even when our flesh becomes weak, and even when our flesh seeks out for more, that our flesh is silenced and muzzled by the power of God. Protect us from the witch, the spirit of the witch, the spirit of the warlock. Protect us from witchcraft and sorcery and dark magic and word curses. Protect us tonight in the name of Jesus. Build a hedge around us. We thank you that that hedge is not only just fortified, but it is reinforced. It is reinforced through faith. We declare that the word of the enemy will not take precedence or will not have priority over the word that you have released for our lives. We shall be what you said. We shall be what you have declared. We shall be what you have created. Father, it is you who have made us. We've not made ourselves. Deliver us tonight. Deliver us even from self-will, self-sabotage. Deliver us tonight from overthinking, and deliver us tonight from second-guessing your word. Deliver us tonight. We declare that we shall stand. We shall stand in strength. We shall stand in security. We shall stand sure. Sure that your hand is upon us. Sure that you have called us for a time such as this. Sure that we will meet our appointed time. Sure that we will be anointed for every moment. We stand sure and positive. I thank you that the spirit of timidity is under arrest, that we will not be timid in the moments that you have ordained, but we shall go forth. We shall go forth. We shall go forth with a holy boldness, with a confidence, knowing that you are with us. I thank you now. I thank you for the crown of every head. I thank you for the soles of all feet connected. I thank you for the organs within each body. I thank you for the Holy Ghost that resides within us all. I thank you for a recharge tonight, a recharge that will cause our faith to be on fire. Set us ablaze, Holy Ghost. Set us ablaze. Give us a new prayer language as we begin to seek you. Refill us with the Holy Ghost. Refuel us like never before. Raise us up as an army that's on fire for you. We give you glory now, from the seniors down to the young. I thank you now that your glory rests upon your people. I thank you that you have rescued us. You have rescued us from quit. You have rescued us from giving up. You've rescued us. You have rescued us from sabotage and suicide and depression. You have rescued us. Your hand is at work once more and again. And for this, we say thank you. Thank you very much. And we give you glory tonight. And we stand to give you honor tonight. And we lift your name tonight, but not only tonight, but from every day moving forward. Glory in the morning. Glory in the noonday. Glory in the nighttime. Glory in the midnight hours. God, you get the glory. Get the glory out of every last one of us. Thank you for the resurrection. The resurrection. Resurrection of not only our Savior, but the resurrection of our own dormant souls. Thank you that the revival has now quickened our bodies. Thank you that something has happened and something has transpired within us that even is beyond our own understanding and comprehension. You're at work again, and we say thank you. Thank you so very much. Now, God, show us where every saboteur is. Show us and give us discernment. Help us to see the trap before we go in it. Help us to see the plot, the plan that works against us before we go in it, so that we do not fall, so that we do not stumble, so that we do not lose valuable time. Thank you for working it out. Thank you for opening our eyes. Thank you for revealing to us what we need to know. We give you glory for divine intel, divine information. We say, yes, Lord, we won't second guess it. We'll know your voice, and a stranger we will not follow. Thank you tonight for your goodness and your mercy toward us all. And we give you praise forever. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. I want you now to help me. Help me praise him. Come on, I think now we got to praise him. We got to lift him up. Come on, let's give him glory now. Let's lift him up high. Let's lift him up high. Let his name be exalted. Let his name be high and lifted up. Come on, all that are on here, over 120 of you, between our Zoom and conference line, lift up Jesus in wherever you are. They're typing it on Zoom. I need you saying it on the conference line, lifting your hand, waving your hand. All of us need to be giving God the glory. We give him the honor. We give him the praise. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory, Father. You're wonderful. You're worthy. You're awesome. You're magnificent. We look to you. You are our God. You're the captain of our soul. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being provider. Thank you for being healer. Thank you for being lover of our soul. Thank you. We love your name. We love your name. We praise you. We say yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah today. Hallelujah today. We thank you. Hallelujah. We honor you. We honor you, Lord. We praise you. Yes, you are worthy. You're worthy. You're so holy. You're so wonderful. We praise your name, Lord. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We honor the Lord tonight. We honor the Lord tonight. I want to encourage every last one of you as we are getting ready to disconnect from this week's call. I want to encourage you to trust, trust. This is not about instinct. This is about intercession. This is not about instinct. This is about discernment. This is not you in your own headspace. This is about what God has divinely deposited into your spirit. You've got to know the difference. This is not about horoscopes. This is not about palm reading, tarot card reading. This is not about crystal balls. This is not about all of those artifacts that are used in various sectors to invade the spirit world illegally. This is not about that. This is about divine impartation, which can only come through prayer, which can only come through consecration, which can only come through the exposure to hearing the word of God. Hear me today. The Bible is clear. Faith doesn't come through crystals. Faith does not come through all of these different artifacts that people are giving you, talking about ancestry and things of those nature. The Bible is clear. Faith comes by hearing. What? Hearing the word of God. Get yourself into the hearing of the word of God and be strengthened. That's why I impart before I intercede. That's why in this prayer call, I don't just jump into prayer. I impart into your spirit so that you are clear on what it is we're praying on. I want you to know God has given you something. Trust that. And don't let any amount of negativity you are seeing around you or experiencing around you shut down your faith. Trust what God is showing you. Stick to it. No matter how much time it takes, be patient and stick to it and watch God bring his word to pass where it concerns you. You might look crazy initially, but you're going to look like a genius eventually. Stick to what God gave you. Stand on it because God can't lie and he will not fail. Have an amazing night, everybody, and blessings on you.